When we think of a military conflict, we often imagine dramatic battles and clear declarations of war.
Our war on terror begins with Al-Qaeda.
But in the waters around Taiwan, China is waging a different kind of campaign.
27 Chinese fighter jets took off from near Taiwan today.
Simulating a sea and air blockade.
Is Beijing, in your view, threatening Taiwan with war?
Yes.
A campaign of small and cumulative provocations. In a strategy that experts are calling salami slicing. I'm Amy Hawkins, senior China correspondent at The Guardian. Taiwan is an island that sits just 100 miles off China's coast. In 1949, after being defeated in the Chinese Civil War, the Nationalist Party fled to Taiwan and established the Republic of China, which is still the self-governing island's official name. But as well as being home to 23 million people, Taiwan is also part of what Western military strategists call the First Island Chain. It is a crucial line of defense for the United States and its allies in the Pacific. China's leader, Xi Jinping, has repeatedly stated his determination to bring Taiwan under China's control. It is seen as unfinished business from China's tumultuous 20th century. But rather than risk open conflict, China's military, the People's Liberation Army, or PLA, has chosen a more subtle approach.
Salami tactics.
Salami tactics.
Slice by slice.
So, what is salami slicing? China also calls it silkworm eating, nibbling away at another country in order to gradually increase power. It's not peace, but it's not quite war either. Think of it as military pressure that stays just below the threshold of armed conflict.
12 Chinese warships surrounded the island.
They're not going to war, but they want the world to know they're ready.
Using a series of many small actions to achieve a much larger result in an attempt to change the status quo one step at a time.
New figures have been released on the incursion.
That, again, was an incursion breaching Taiwan's ADIZ, or Air Defense Identification Zone.
Taiwan's Air Defense Identification Zone. It's a buffer zone in which aircraft should identify themselves to Taiwan. In 2024, Chinese military aircraft crossed into this zone over 3,000 times, with a staggering 430 incursions in July alone. Each crossing forces Taiwan to scramble jets in response, burning fuel and wearing down equipment in a costly game of cat and mouse. That same year, China's military exercises, codenamed Joint Sword, involved not just the Army, Navy and Air Force, but also an increasingly militarized Coast Guard.
China Coast Guard. Adjust your course.
The tactics are clever and multi-layered. Almost daily incursions in Taiwan's ADIZ, major military exercises that effectively surround the island, allegedly cutting underwater communications cables, and even using civilian ships to spy or intimidate on China's behalf. But here's the key question. What is China trying to achieve? According to Admiral Li Shiming, the former head of Taiwan's armed forces, there are four phases to China's strategy. First, intimidation. Showing Taiwanese people the costs of pursuing independence. And it's working. Polls show that 60% of Taiwanese people prefer keeping things as they are, seeing declaring independence as too risky a move. Second, coercion. China's military exercises send a clear message. Negotiate, or we can cut you off. In 2024, China's warships and aircraft surrounded the island, staging drills in six strategic zones that could effectively blockade Taiwan's ports. Third, punishment. Using the threat of destructive warfare, such as missile strikes or air force bombardment, to make Taiwan suffer and admit defeat. And ultimately, preparing for possible invasion. For now, China has stuck mainly to intimidation. Admiral Li argues that without the ability to launch a full invasion, the threats of blockades or missile strikes ring hollow. But China's military is developing fast. Xi Jinping has set official goals to modernize China's forces by 2035 and make it world-class by 2049. But US intelligence suggests a more urgent timeline. They believe that China wants its military ready by 2027. Any conflict between China and Taiwan would have global ramifications. It's not something that China would enter into lightly, which is precisely why the salami slicing strategy is so appealing. Xi Jinping has made it clear that the Taiwan problem is not something he wants to hand down to the next generation. So rather than risk open warfare, China hopes that constant pressure will wear down Taiwan's resolve and resources, one slice at a time. Thanks for watching. For more stories that go beyond the headlines, subscribe and we'll see you next time.